Welcome back to Kicking It Back. Today is Friday, November 19th. Kicking it back for the holidays. We're back in action. A little mini series. I'm excited for this, Preston.
Yeah, this is going to be sick. Like, this is awesome. We love the holidays.
Everyone should love the holidays. It's the one time of the year. You're with your family. You're with the people you love. It's a good time to show the people that you love, that you care for them, you appreciate them. I don't know. I just think this little mini series we got planned here is going to be something great.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Very interactive on all the socials. Oh, quality episodes. Can't beat it.
Yeah. With some giveaways. We're going to do like an off-brand Oprah's favorite things, right? You're going to start giving away cars and stuff, Preston. I think that's what you said.
Yeah. As soon as I can afford them, for sure.
Can I be the first one to get a car?
No, you'll probably be the last.
Perfect. I wouldn't want it any other way.
It's all about the views, man.
Yeah, so what we'll do, we got a good little plan. Today's going to be our Thanksgiving episode. We're excited for it. We're going to invite some people on. We'll get into the details later. We'll have a little draft, a little fun, you know, a little Thanksgiving fun. But we haven't talked in a while. Let's catch up a little bit beforehand. You know, what's been up with you? Anything fun?
Just working on the real estate stuff, but kind of got a funny story with that. So
let's hear it.
As everyone knows, typically when you start out a business, you don't have a ton of money. Well, I am in that exact position. I don't have a ton of money to spend on marketing and things like that. So I'm getting creative. So I'm like, you know what? Anytime I DoorDash on like a Friday night to go make some extra money, I'm going to go toss envelopes and mailboxes and be like, call me if you're looking to sell your house. You know, I thought that was pretty smart. Well, the other night I get a call from an unknown number. I'm like, usually I just let them go to voicemail because if they're really trying to call for me, they'll leave a voicemail. They left a voicemail. It was like, hey, this is so-and-so at the post office. The cops actually just called us and they're getting complaints of like people putting in letters into mailboxes without stamps on it. He's like, yeah, that's extremely illegal. I was like, I'm going to be honest, man. I knew like mailboxes were a touchy topic, but I'm just balling on a budget trying to start up a business. And I was just going about it the most cost-effective way. He's like, listen, man, I totally get it. People do it all the time. Some Karen just called and was complaining about everything. Yeah. So like, he's like, I honestly didn't even want to call you, but I had to. He's like, just be careful. Like, I don't want you getting in trouble or anything. Like, I appreciate that. Bro. Yeah. I'm like, thanks for looking out. Appreciate it. I'm going to have to go about it a different way.
See, I mean, people like that are why we're going to do this little mini series. I mean, I can't believe the negative energy. Would you really get something in your mailbox? I mean, you get junk mail all the time, whether it's from someone you like, you don't know, you know, whatever. You get the junk mail and you're like, you know, whatever. You just throw it out. You just throw it out, whatever. Recycle it, whatever you do with your envelopes, with your paper, whatever.
It's literally like an envelope that just says like important stamped on the front. You open it. There's four sentences on a half sheet of paper. If you don't care for it, just simply throw it away. I'm not trying to bother anyone. Like, I'm not knocking on doors and like pressuring people into selling me their house or whatever. It's just simply putting it in a mailbox. Like, if you're having that bad of a day where you know, you're calling the cops on that, it is what it is, I guess, you know?
Imagine, I don't know. I've just never been that kind of person, never will be that kind of person. So I can't relate to someone like that, but whatever.
All I'm saying is like, if you really have the time to complain about that, you should probably start doing something with your life. Like, that is not something.
Hobby.
That's not something to complain about. that if you really want to vent, call your significant other, call your best friend. You know, just be like,
start a podcast.
Right. Listen to how annoying this is. Someone left a letter in my mailbox. Ooh. Yeah.
Whatever. Forget it. You got to leave that negative energy. It's easy to kind of fall for it. See, now you're ranting. We're both ranting. You know, we're getting heated with some people. We don't even know who it is. Whatever. Leave it in the past. It's over with. You know what? You're not handcuffed right now.
I'm not. That would have been pretty classic if I just didn't want to get like fined or anything like that. Like, that would not help at all. Like, I really wasn't concerned about getting in trouble or anything. I'm like, I just don't want to pay a fine.
For sure. Yeah, I get you, man. Whatever. Just like I said, leave the energy in the past. You got the holidays, the best time of the year. Perfect time to, you know, just leave all that for a month and a half. That's all you got to do for everybody out there. Just leave. Have a good month and a half here. Finish out the year.
For sure. I agree. What about you? Anything fun and fresh?
You know, nothing too crazy. Semester's winding down. I mean, I just kind of got everything done. I had an exam this week. Final thing basically before Thanksgiving that I had to like get done. So took care of that. Went well. Well, yeah, I do have a good story. So last week, so Fisher is the school of business at Ohio State, you know, one of the top in the country, whatever. And I saw on either Facebook or LinkedIn something about a Fisher tailgate, right? We're like, all right, like, you know, it was at some hotel that's right by the stadium. It said free food, you know, all that. It says free food, okay? That's if you're supposed to be a part of this event. I don't know why it said free food for starters, okay? So I'm like, I screenshot it, send it to the guys. I'm like, hey, who wants to go to this before the Purdue game? You know, let's get some food.
Right.
So we drank a little before. We all got a little bit of a buzz going, you know, and we're like, all right, let's swing in here. We'll get a plate of food. We're thinking it's going to be pizza or something. We're not thinking anything of it. We're thinking, you know, whatever. We're just sit down. We'll eat our food, mind our own business, get out of there. So we walk in and it's kind of like a pretty like higher class event, I'd say. And we're all rolling in like, you know, pretty beat up. We were drinking in the morning. Like, we're like, oh man, like you could kind of catch the vibe. We weren't supposed to be there. Whatever, you know, pulled up the Tom Calls dad, you know, the act like you belong. We kind of just made our plates, sat down, minded our own business, got our food, moved on with our days. Well, I saw another thing about how they're having another tailgate this upcoming weekend against Michigan State. I'm like, all right, it's morning. I'm like, who wants to go get some more food? So I'm out of curiosity. I'm like, I wonder what food they're going to have because it was really nice food the last time. It wasn't any pizza. It was like a whole buffet style, you know. So I'm like, all right, let's see if I could find it. So on the link, there was a link that was attached to that we could click through. I click on it yesterday and just find out that the tickets were $40+ a person after fees and stuff. And we were just at this event for free. We had no idea. We just walked in.
That is so great.
We had no clue. And like you could, like I said, we caught the vibe. We weren't supposed to be there, but it was one of those where it was like, whatever. It was kind of people were leaving. So we just sat down, minded our own business. Yeah. So there's nothing there worth $40 to $50 a ticket. I'll promise you that. But hey, I enjoyed it for free. I'll be honest. They should do that more often.
That's so awesome. That is so great.
Find it in my tuition. That's the way I word it.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure they could find the. How about this? I just got charged my tuition for the spring semester. Okay, ready for this? I'm not even in classes yet for the spring semester because I got waitlisted for a bunch of stuff. So basically the first week of January, they're going to just put me into a bunch of classes that fills out my schedule. It was kind of a shit luck thing. My bad, advisor's bad, total, everyone's bad, whatever. But yeah, so they sent me my bill for classes I'm not even taking yet. So that's interesting. Good move out of Ohio State there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Speaking of classes, I got two emails, one saying that one of my classes was switched to in-person on Wednesday nights. So that's less than ideal, but okay.
Yeah.
And then the second one of my classes got canceled. So I'm like, hold on. I'm not sure how this one's going to play out because I need that one.
Yeah.
And it's not like main campus where there's like 20 different classes just like that to join. There's one. So we'll see about that.
Yeah, that it'll work itself out. It always does, especially graduating seniors. I guess they get some priority thing. I was hitting the panic button when they told me my class, like I was waitlisted for everything. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, I've literally like I'm a 3.9 student. Like I've worked hard at this point. I'm just not going to take classes. And they're like, no, we'll figure it out. Blah, 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 blah. Basically, I get no choice. They're literally going to send me a schedule like the week before classes. And they're going to be like, this is what you're taking. This is the times. Tough luck.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, for more positive, though, we did get some H2O donations from some listeners out there. Appreciate everyone.
I think upwards of like $200, which is great. Like, appreciate that so much. Those kids for that family is for sure going to appreciate that, whether it's candy or, you know, some toys.
Yeah. Who knows what it'll be. We promise we're giving away some hoodies. We said we were going to do that. So the big donors, we're just going to give a couple hoodies too. We had a couple underrated hoodies. Why not? You know, they're just sitting on ice. So we might as well break them out a little bit. I did post something today on the Instagram. I said, hey, go write a review. Maybe we'll give away a hoodie. I don't know. We got a couple extras. Figured if we can get X amount of reviews, it'd be worth giving away a hoodie or two.
I agree.
So if you're listening right now, just hit the pause button. You don't even need to hit the pause button. Scroll down to our page. Just write a little 5-star review. Come on. We're just wanting to make you smile. Make us smile.
I mean, and you can get a hoodie out of it. I mean, that's not hard.
A dope hoodie too. Not just a normal hoodie.
True. Very true. Anyway, so we got the podcast Shrimp Tank that we're going on coming up.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't like really elaborate much on what this was last time. We brought it up, and I think we never like broke down exactly what Shrimp Tank was. So basically, it's a podcast. I want to say they're a bigger brand. They have branches in cities.
Definitely bigger than us, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But they're, you know, they have branches in cities. So there's a Columbus brand Shrimp Tank podcast that I have some family that's a part of. And, you know, when John Johnson wore the hoodie, we obviously caught some eyes from a couple people. So that's when they kind of reached out to Preston and I and said, hey, would you guys be interested in coming on? Normally it's for entrepreneurs. They kind of talk business, all that kind of stuff. They reached out to us if we want to change the pace a little bit and see, you know, get the minds of two, you know, younger entrepreneurial, you know, mindsets. We're excited for it. I'm excited to be on the opposite end of the mic. Like we said before, I'm just very excited for that aspect of it.
Yeah. It's weird. Cause usually like we do the interviewing. Now we're going to get it interviewed and it's like, shit, a little different.
Yeah. I was already telling Matt on, I'm like, I wonder if they like, cause like we've said multiple times on this show, we don't script things. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like we get some questions, but we don't like try to say, all right, from this point, we're going to go here to the here.
Right.
I'm curious to see how they do things. If they're just like that, or if it's going to be more of a formal, like, you know, they're going to have exactly what aspects they want to get to. I don't know. I feel like you find better content when you're just freelancing personally.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. We'll see. They'll definitely be more organized than us. No way around it, but that's what makes us us.
Yeah. You know, that's why we kick it back. We don't wear the shirts and ties when we interview. We're a hoodie. We're a hoodie podcast.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. 100%.
All right, Bat. Let's roll into the fun. We got Thanksgiving. I mean, what are you thankful for? Give me some things. Come on. Give me a few.
You know, family, friends, just having a roof over my head. Honestly, like the past couple of years, we've just seen like everything change in the world. And I'm just appreciative of the smaller things nowadays. Like just spending time with people is where it's all at.
For sure. I like that. That was really well worded, man. I mean, shout out family, friends. I mean, the listeners here, I'm very thankful for the platform that we, you know, can't really say made for ourselves, but we kind of did script it for ourselves. Obviously we've had a lot of support along the way, and appreciative of every single person that supported us. Appreciative of every person that doubted us, because that kind of helps us a little bit. It makes us want to like keep going. It fires us up a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, like you just said, man, spending time with the people you love. I mean, nothing beats it. I mean, that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome.
I'm also thankful for you, brother. I mean, hey, back at you. We're just come on, man. It's nice to surround yourself with people with just as big of minds as you. You know what I mean? And you say something that you want to do something one day, you know, like start a real estate business. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, come on, you're 21, you're 22. You can't do that, blah, blah, blah. I'm thankful for big minded people like you that kind of see the same path I see. You know, we don't really care what other people say. We do what we do because that's what we want to do. I don't know, man. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful we did this. I'm thankful for everything.
For sure. Right back at you, buddy. It's been great. Like this podcast, I see going places, and I'm just so thrilled that we actually did this, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I'm also thankful. I know we get frustrated. There's a lot of times we're like, damn, man, why can't we keep growing that? Like what's the next step? What's this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're going to be thankful for those growing pains one day, man. That's just chapters to the story. It's just chapters to the story. I'm excited. We're going to keep being idiots. We're going to be thankful for everyone that listens. We're going to keep giving away stuff that we can't afford. Whatever. Who cares? We're going to figure it out. That's what we do.
Yeah. Times are tough right now.
Yeah. If Elon Musk wants to give us anything, he's thankful for us for some weird reason. We're open hands. We'll take whatever he wants.
For sure. 100%. I will gladly
Jeff Bezos,
it.
anyone who's available, anyone who's giving away, Cash App's giving away. I got $20 from Cash App today. Shout out them.
Hell yeah. That's sick.
I mean, 20 bucks in Meta, sold that right away.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's dinner money tonight.
Yeah. I was going to say that's beer money.
Shout out Cash App though. They heard I was a Venmo guy, so they wanted to please me.
Right. Right. Cash App's not bad. It's really not.
No. Bro, no, they're all the same to me, honestly.
Oh, you know what was crazy to me? I was in Five Below the other day, and I went to the register. It's like there's six of them or eight of them or something like that. Not a single person works at them. Totally like self-checkout. So I like touch the screen to pay. It says pay with Venmo. I'm like, shit, I got 15 bucks in my Venmo. Hold up. Scanned it. Boom, paid. I'm like, that was great. I'm like, that was the coolest thing ever.
You hear that, Cash App? You're behind. You're behind.
They are. Venmo.
Five Below is a perfect place because it's supposed to be cheaper. And like, usually I don't keep like mass amounts of money in my Venmo. It's only like little things like, oh, someone sent me $5 for this. You just a couple bucks for that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like I'm more obligated to see like candy or something and be like, oh, I got money in my Venmo. I'll just pay for that. Yeah.
I mean, it was a great surprise because like when I think of the money in my Venmo, I don't even think of that like in my brain of how much money I have like in my accounts. So like, I'm like, shit, I just kind of walked out of there for free. Probably a bad mindset to have, but it's the truth.
I know exactly what you mean, though, brother. That's the same. Yeah. If it doesn't come out of the bank account, like you have the cash, you have the Venmo, you didn't pay for it. You didn't pay for it.
Yeah. If you got 10 bucks in your wallet and you buy something, that was free. That was 100% free.
Yeah. All right. That's freaking awesome. I love it. All right, brother. Let's get in. We got a good draft plan. We're welcoming on a few people. It's going to be not your typical episode. We're excited for it. Just a couple people we're thankful for. Figured we'd have some fun. Friendsgiving. It's a bonus mini series. Why not make it a little different, right?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's roll into it.
All right, bet. Let's do it. All right. We're welcoming on for another great draft. We brought on a few people for this one. A lot of people who've been on the show already. We got Tom Call, Cameron McCullen, Patrick Brennan, who we call Rick. We didn't actually say that last time. And then we got Danny Rogers, known as Willie. Fellas, welcome to the show and for the Thanksgiving draft.
Thanks for having us, boys.
Having us.
Cheers to that.
Best. High to roll.
Yeah. No other way to start an episode than a good crack. Everyone give me a crack. We're all going to, you know, a little Friendsgiving here.
That was clean.
Gotta love it. Got a good draft plan, fellas. All right, we're going to go over the rules real quick for everyone listening. It's three rounds. I have the random draft order ready to go. I'm going to randomize it right before. So there's three rounds. One round, you have to pick a celebrity. One celebrity you're inviting to your Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, whatever party it is. Then we have a main meal, okay? This is just a big portion of something. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just a bigger portion. And then you got your side dish, which is just a smaller portion. But it could be any dish as well, desserts, whatever. We're not going to specify desserts, you know, whatever you want. If you want to be the guy that brings all the sweets, you could be the guy that brings all the sweets, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel.
It's basically your dynamic duo. What are the best two things you can bring to your dinner?
Yeah, I agree. Does anyone have any questions, anything they want to add before I randomize the draft order?
Let's do it.
Nope. No question.
All right, fellas, here we go. I'm going to hit randomize. Wait a second, Press. Can I screen share so no one thinks I'm cheesing?
Sure.
Yeah.
I give you permission.
Yeah, give me some permission. Perfect. So no one.
Yeah, when Jarrett comes with the first pick, it's like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to make sure.
All right. You can screen share, I believe.
I think it's this one. Share. Perfect. All right. So I got all the names typed out here.
Jarrett, why do you randomize? Jarrett, why do you have Pornhub pulled up?
I wish I did. Here we go. Jared number one. I'm so happy I shared
this. Bullshit.
I'm so That's happy great. I shared this.
That's great.
Nobody would have believed
rigged.
Me.
It's rigged.
So we got Jared at one, Pat at two, Cam three, Preston four, Tom five, Dan six. Snake draft order. So Dan will have the first pick in the second round. Since there's only three rounds, Dan kind of gets tough love. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Move on. We move forward. And with the first pick... I'm going to have to go with the main dish. I mean, how does no one, I mean, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. How do you casserole.
Exactly. You got to go the cranberry sauce, right? No, I'm going to go turkey. It's the easy pick. Come on. I mean, I don't even know if turkey is that great. I just think it's a Thanksgiving thing. What's Thanksgiving without some turkey?
I think that's a really boring pick.
Pretty good.
We would have all done the same.
Yeah, but it's boring.
Yeah. Very you boring. Know what? Turkey's great though for the after, like when you're making a sandwich, you put it on some bread with a little like I do mustard. I know we got some picky mustard. Guys in here, but
love mustard.
But yeah. Okay. All right. Pass all right, number so, two.
Yeah. So all Jared's right, bringing.
Tough. I'm going to go. I guess I'll go.
Jesus.
I'll go with my side as mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes. So that's your side dish. You're not bringing a big plate of mashed potatoes.
No, mashed potatoes is like, it's a good side. It's also good, a lot of them, but I'm going to go with the side. But now I have no idea what my main is going to be.
So does that mean no one can pick mashed potatoes as their main dish now?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
My question for everyone is, does he get gravy with that, or is mashed potatoes by itself?
No way. I want that to be my side. I want a gravy to be my side.
If you get mustard, he gets gravy.
No, I didn't say. I just, I personally like a turkey sandwich with mustard. I'm not saying I want mustard. I only drive the turkey.
Can I go back?
No.
I think we get gravy.
Actually, no, I'm fine.
He gets gravy. He gets gravy.
He does not get gravy.
Dude, you're not taking gravy as your main dish and just having a plate of it.
A side dish of gravy you put over the whole entire plate?
Can we vote? We need to vote.
I'll vote.
That is fair. That's a topping. That's not a dish.
It's a side.
No, it's a topping.
Listen, can I say something? Cranberry sauce is a topping as well, and I feel like someone could draft that. That's a pretty Thanksgiving tradition.
What do you put that on?
That's a side.
I don't know. I've never had cranberry sauce. My family always has it, but it doesn't look.
All right, let's vote. All in favor of letting Rick have gravy?
Me. Three.
Fuck you, Tom.
Yeah. I raised my hand on the thing. I was trying to figure out how to do it.
Because Jared, you'd get it on the turkey, right?
Such bullshit.
That's not fine.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Taking a spoonful of gravy as your side?
So you have the whole plate ready. Then you just go with the last thing's the gravy. Drizzle it over everything.
Okay.
It's a little bit of everything. Don't call it a topping.
It's a topping. Rick?
Oh, it went Rick? On top of everything, man. What do you mean?
I lost the vote, okay? I'll admit, I lost the vote.
Rick's audio is terrible when he yells. It's so screechy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Who has the next pick?
I do.
Cam does.
Okay, but just a little foreshadowing. Remember those two first picks for the hypothetical later.
Okay.
They're going to be important. But with the third pick in the first round, I'm going to go with deep fried turkey.
No.
Me too.
What? What?
Veto. You can't. Two totally different things.
Veto.
Two totally different things.
Veto.
Come on. All right. It's like saying that grilled chicken and fried chicken on the same
thing. If I just lost the gravy argument, you can't eat fried
turkey. I want mashed potatoes. I want mashed potatoes, but with a little bit of lumps in them.
Right.
Yeah, I want mashed potatoes.
That's like saying that chicken tenders and grilled chicken's the same.
All right, everybody who is vetoing deep fried turkey, please raise your hand.
100%.
Everybody. 100%. That was not a good. I mean, I don't know. Like, did you expect to get away with that?
Yeah, I thought there was three types of turkeys.
So do you get skipped?
Okay. Oven, smoked, and deep fried.
No. What if I make my mashed potatoes in the microwave? Is that different?
All right, so number three, Cam, what are we rebuttaling with after? You going with deep fried mashed potatoes now, or what's going on?
Microwave mashed potatoes over here.
I'm not a big Thanksgiving guy, so.
Why? It's the best holiday.
Because I eat frozen pizza, but.
You can bring frozen pizza. This is your Friendsgiving, baby.
I'm going to go with breaded noodles for my side.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't either. Butter. Breaded noodles?
Breaded?
Yep. Breaded.
Yep.
Power move, because I don't know what that is. It sounds kind of good, though.
It does. I have no chance in this draft.
That's fine. All right. It's a different perspective.
Okay. You guys know what breaded noodles are.
I'm Googling it right now.
I'm also looking it up.
And delicious.
Is it like a fried noodle?
No, there's just a little breadcrumbs in it.
Oh, okay. That's like a good little dish then.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Never had it in my life, but.
All right, little recap. What do we have so far? Turkey, mashed potatoes, breaded noodles.
Side. Yes, sir.
I have no idea what
I was going to say. Is that side dish? You should have been the dessert guy, man. There's a 40 or a 4-pound Reese cup pie that you could have drafted right there and caught some eyes.
Yeah, I can't.
You should have taken that last round.
It's like drafting somebody in the NFL and 10 minutes later saying you want to go with somebody else. Can't do that now.
So, all right, Preston, you're on the clock.
All right. I'm going to go as my main meal. I'm going to go cheesy potatoes.
Mother freaking heck.
That's a great, great pick. That's a very valid pick.
Yes.
Cam wants to know if he could do the cheesy potatoes, but with the little cornflakes in them. Does that count? gonna leave. We're just ragging on the deep fried turkey. This already isn't in his wheelhouse, and he did that. Now we're just not letting him hear it. Cam's a picky eater for everyone listening.
I really thought you were gonna go with the chicken nuggets from McDonald's. Like, wasn't that your move?
Yeah, we're Kane's family now.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good little.
No, that's tough. I would go with McDonald's.
They're not open on Thanksgiving. It's horrible the next day.
Damn. Okay. I see. Fair enough. Who's up next?
Tom is picking five.
So I'm going to go with the side, and I'm going to go with dinner rolls, any type of roll.
Oh, damn. Fuck.
I had written down Mama Malia's homemade rolls.
Yes. Yes. That was
she kills those rolls. Shout
I got the whole roll there. Category.
I think that's a great pick, Cole. I think that's a great pick. Yeah, you got to specify though. Do you want Hawaiian rolls or do you want normal bread roll?
I want the whole roll category.
That's fine. No, he gets that.
Saying the pack out the potato category.
Yeah, I veto that he gets the whole category.
You got to choose a roll. Take it to a vote.
But the roll thing, it's like. Aren't they just cooked a little bit differently?
I agree rolls, but like Hawaiian rolls have a sweet taste to them. Those are different than your typical white roll.
Okay.
It's almost like deep fried turkey and oven roasted turkey.
You're just changing the way I agree with Cam.
No, I agree with Cam on this one. I think he shouldn't get Hawaiian rolls and normal rolls. I feel like those are two different.
Aren't they both white bread though?
No. Hawaiian rolls are like a yellow bread and they have like honey or something in
them. Give me a vote.
Sugar added to them. They're sweet. Hawaiian rolls are sweet.
So you have to take rolls with a little bit of sugar added to them?
No, that'd be Hawaiian rolls. Hawaiian rolls are distinctly different in my eyes than normal rolls. We can vote on it. I could be wrong.
This is going to be the longest kicking it back episode ever.
You said dinner rolls.
I'll do some editing, Tom. We're not worried about it. He said dinner rolls, not Hawaiian rolls. I don't even know if someone's going to draft Hawaiian rolls.
So you're telling me someone else can now draft Hawaiian rolls?
Does he get Italian bread now? Because that's a bread? Like, that's what we're saying.
I don't want the bread. I want the roll. You can have bread. Give me the roll.
This is...
Hawaiian rolls and white rolls are different. I don't care what anyone says. All right. Raise your hand if you're against Tom getting all the rolls. He just gets white rolls or Hawaiian rolls. It's 3v3, and he doesn't get a vote. 3 out of 5.
All right.
There's 5 people voting.
Give me the fucking Hawaiian rolls, then.
Oh, see? He switched what he drafted, though. He switched what he drafted because he knew we were right.
Yeah, I lost the vote.
I lost the vote. I had to revote.
Yeah, no, you could have just went with dinner rolls. You just couldn't get all rolls. All
right, Dan, you're on the clock. You got 2 picks here.
All right. So more of a Christmas meal.
Long holiday, buddy.
With my main meal, going some ham.
I was going to do it. That's a good one.
Someone had to.
I was going to take it.
It's so much better than turkey. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It is.
Yeah. Definitely better than
that. That leads to my next pick, which is also one of my top picks. So you guys didn't take any of my top couple picks besides turkey, but mac and cheese.
Fuck you.
Oh. That went way over my head too.
Some nice homemade mac and cheese, baby.
God damn it!
Not Thanksgiving.
What time?
Mac and cheese? Dan, you killed those.
I would classify it as a dish, but I've never had it.
Yeah, you did good, Dan.
Yeah, Dan, now it's really going to come down to who Dan.
Those were in my
picks
top
his
four,
celebrity,
so,
and that can make a break. Because I think Dan's winning right now. I know he's had more picks, but like that duo is solid.
Thanksgiving and ham could piss some people off. Everyone kind of gave them the at first because it's like you're that guy that drafted the ham. Like, you know what I mean? It's turkey day.
Yeah, but it's the only other meat you could really pick.
That is the only other main meal. All
right. For sure. My main dish, I'm going to go with stuffing.
God damn it.
Fuck you.
That's a fan vote, I feel like.
Yeah, that's I'm tough. Not a stuffing guy.
Oh, I got like
stuffing. Not a stuffing guy. Not a stuffing guy, but you
Neither
know what?
Am I.
I respect the pick.
Is it my pick?
Did you just say neither am I?
No, I'm not.
So you just strictly went with the vote.
Absolutely. No, I really can't think of anything else.
he's sleazy. He's drafting things that aren't even
his
favorite. No, fair enough. I get what you mean, Cole. I get what you mean. You have to draft those picks. All right, Cam. Is Cam up or Preston?
I think it's
Preston.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with something that doesn't necessarily go along with my first pick, but it's pretty superior. I'm going to go with pumpkin pie as my side.
Garbage. Fair enough. I like the pick. I'm not a pumpkin pie guy, but I think it's another pick that it's going to be a graphic pick. It's going to look good on the graphic.
Is it pumpkin or apple on Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
But
pumpkin.
Apple's there too. That's it's like a thing. There. You're not crazy.
It's like a side thing though. Like it's pumpkin's like the main. Yeah.
No, I get
if you.
You
don't like pumpkin, there's a little apple.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with it. I like the pick. That leads us to Cam picking here, fourth pick in the second round. He's a little nervous. You can tell he's not happy. Cam, get
Googling.
A stout.
Cam's go on Google right now.
go get David Portnoy right here, Cam. Go get Portnoy.
Oh, I got a good celebrity. But
okay.
I'm going to save him. I texted in the family group chat earlier for some advice because, again, I eat frozen pizza. And Mom sent this one. This could be – I've never seen somebody eat this on Thanksgiving, but for my main dish, lasagna.
Fucking love lasagna.
I mean,
I have never seen
it. It's your Thanksgiving, so you could have it. Haven't seen it.
I've never eaten lasagna a day in my life, so I'm just going to roll with it.
Really? It's the best.
No, it's not. It's really –
Dude, you would like lasagna though.
It's glorified spaghetti.
I watched Pat show up to our apartment in Mansfield with just a whole tray of lasagna and ate it like it was his job.
Yeah, I brought over the watermelon the one time, and I brought over a whole watermelon just sat at the table the entire
Mansfield
night.
Days. I mean, I wish we recorded all of that.
I mean, Sank kind of did.
We do have some on those snap memories.
If Sank, that other day was great.
If Sank was at like any. Jesus. Event, he was for sure recording.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, lasagna is an interesting pick, but I mean, I like lasagna. I'd be happy you brought it. So you know what? I'll take it. That leads us to Pat. Pat, second to last pick in the second round. You just gave a fist pump. What are we going with here?
I don't know.
What?
I'm debating between two. Make sure I know what looks like. All right.
What?
Do you not know?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with this. I'll go with green bean casserole as my main dish.
You're gross.
It's not gross.
So you would not want to fill your plate with green bean casserole and be.
There's nothing fucking else.
I don't know.
I'm gonna prove that wrong here in a second. I like green bean casserole.
I mean,
it's good.
Dinner rolls were still on the table, I guess.
That's I just can't believe you want. You want mashed potatoes as your side dish, and then green bean casserole is the main dish. That's where you messed up.
I know. I should have gone mashed as my main, and then whatever.
But I see what you're saying. Whatever. It's perfect. So then I got two picks here. I won the draft right here. All right. I'm gonna steal Preston's. Preston, you're a fake. You're fake because you said your favorite dessert, which I'm going to take right here, pumpkin roll. Add it to my dish.
Ooh, that's so good.
Way better than pumpkin pie. Everyone likes pumpkin roll besides probably Cam, but pumpkin roll's good. And then I got a great celebrity because I'm going to steal this from Dan, and I'm going to draft The Rock. Give me Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Why?
I
just, why?
I like it.
Why? Why? Elaborate the on Rock. Why you want him at your dinner.
Personable, for starters.
Okay.
Dude's a hell of an actor. I would love to meet The Rock.
Oh.
And he eats when he has his cheat days. Man, that dude can freaking eat.
Yeah, he's going to eat all the food.
He'll eat all the food.
Yeah.
That's right. To watch that man in action.
No, it's not about him. I'm eating that day.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're all going to eat. If we're preparing it, I don't know. I think those solid with turkey. I think I have the most complete. I have a main dish. I have a dessert. And I have a great celebrity that everybody in here can't say they wouldn't want to meet. So.
I'd be fine.
I had The Rock on my list.
I'm good.
I think we're Will all Ferrell. Gonna pick way celebrities overrated. That we all want to meet. If we don't, then I feel like it's a bad celebrity.
Oh, you guys probably won't even know my celebrity. You might.
Pat, go with the celebrity. Right there.
Ready? Larry David.
I don't know who that is.
I told you. I don't think. But I mean, if you knew who he was, it'd be great.
I think Pat had the worst draft of all time.
No, fuck off. Let me explain. He was one of the writers for Seinfeld, but he does his own show now, Curb Your Enthusiasm. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. Fucking hilarious. If you watch the show, you'd see why you'd want him at dinner.
No, I bet it's the best show, considering all five of us have never fucking heard of it before, Pat.
Give it a watch. He's fucking hilarious.
Do you plan on
great? What
are you gonna lady and tramp your green bean casserole with Larry David?
Yeah, actually.
Terrific. All right. Whatever. Pat, there's no other way. No, watch, I promise you.
There's gonna be people that appreciate that when you post it. I guarantee it.
Is he a Detroit guy?
No.
No? Okay. Well, no. Then I don't know how
to. Why is Rick clapping so much?
He's excited.
He's always like,
yeah. He's locked in.
Yeah.
Locked and loaded.
Cam, give it to us.
I'm up again?
I think so, right?
Final pick, your celebrity.
Celebrity. I think you guys overthought or underthought the celebrity a little bit. We're going to get him in a little early, cook up some food. Gordon Ramsay.
Oh,
that's a great fucking call.
Big brain right there. Wow. That was great.
Breaded noodles and frozen pizza. I'm making a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, wait.
I mean,
hey, lasagna. He probably makes a mean lasagna.
He's probably making good lasagna.
See, listen, Cam. Thing, all right. Save it. Save the pick.
I have one disagreement with that. He might cook a little bit too fancy. You know, when like people are good chefs, they always toss in like the peppers and the gross shit like that. You might get some of that in your lasagna and not like it anymore.
He'll take requests. Well,
he doesn't eat lasagna, so what does it matter?
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
All he cares.
He's
about
trying to impress the guests.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
He could tell Grams to fuck off when she burns something a little bit. It'd be a good time.
Yeah, I think Cam. I think that was a great pick, personally.
Thank
I
you.
Think you just. You caught, I mean, you were struggling early with the fried turkey. I think you just killed it. I think you might have just actually brought yourself right back in.
Fried turkey. That was a good pick. You guys hosed me.
Oh, terrific.
I've been all live posting the draft on my Instagram story, by the way.
Terrific. Preston, what do we got? Final pick. I believe it's a celebrity.
So I'm going to go with someone who recently has been very vocal about his religion, and I think he could give us some good grace at dinner. I'm going to go with Justin Bieber. He could sing. He could give grace. I mean, who doesn't want Justin Bieber there?
Me.
Fuck you.
Good pick. Nothing I could say about it. I like Bieber.
It's not as good as Larry David,
Hold up. Who the hell is Larry David?
He's got to get a screen share here.
I'll get you one. We all need it, even the viewers.
Trust me.
Larry David, everybody.
Yeah. Watch the show. I'm telling you, watch the show and you'll love it. He's hilarious.
Is this guy allowed to fly? Is he going to make it to Thanksgiving? If he passes, I'm going to feel bad.
Think Jake Brown's still in that suite in L.A.?
Yeah.
That dude
terrific.
Cool.
All right. We got Tommy. Tommy, you're drafting a celebrity here, buddy.
So I'm going for the energy. I'm going for the spark. I'm going for the stories. I'm going for the overall good time. Maybe a little controversial for the grandparents, but we're gonna go with Patrick McAfee.
Ooh. All right. No.
Bad pick.
Yeah. Not good.
I'm not winning with
well, stuff. You guys lost the best celebrity out there.
Will Ferrell just
It's not Will Ferrell. He's on the list, but
I mean, we just skipped over Tom's pick so fast.
No, it was just a bad pick.
It was so bad. We just like barely acknowledged it even.
You're bringing a punter.
Oh, McAfee.
The brand baby.
You're bringing a
I mean, no
a punter to like
no
third tier market in the NFL to your dinner.
And then Dan, you said Will Ferrell?
No, not Will Ferrell.
Oh, okay.
So my pick, you know, you need someone who can make you laugh. You need someone who can sing a great Thanksgiving song. Adam Sandler.
What Thanksgiving song is he singing you?
Oh, he's got his own Thanksgiving song. Saturday.
He does.
Dang it, Dan. What is it? I don't know.
I forget how it goes. Yeah.
Give us a concert.
That was like 10 years ago. But
what if he's just like cracking jokes the whole time and he won't like stop? You think that'd be like annoying?
No, he's a good dude.
He's also known for like
he's a big Thanksgiving guy. You don't make your own Thanksgiving song if you're not a big Thanksgiving guy.
I agree.
Give us. He has that song called Sloppy Joe. Has anyone ever heard that? The Sloppy Joe. Terrific. All right, so everyone, go over their picks. I'll start. I got turkey first round. I got pumpkin roll second round as the side dish. And then I got my celebrity as Dwayne The Rock Johnson. P-Dog, who do you got? I'm just going down the line that I see everyone.
I have my main dish is cheesy potatoes, pumpkin pie as the side dish, then Justin Bieber serenade.
Fair enough. Cam Mack, who do we got?
First pick, deep fried turkey.
No.
Second pick.
It wasn't deep fried turkey. No. Who was it? What was it?
Noodles for the side.
Breaded noodles. I love that.
Second pick, lasagna for the main. And third pick, Gordon Ramsay showing
up. Big noodle guy on Thanksgiving.
That's a carb. That's a carb. You're carb loading, baby.
I lost, but I didn't pick last.
Yeah, no,
you're right. I beat Larry Tom David, Pat. Who do we got here? Larry David.
Tom's in last. Holy shit.
We got
Hawaiian potatoes. Hawaiian rolls on Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes is the side. Green bean casserole is the main. And then the one and only.
Never mind. Rick took last. Rick for sure took last.
No, I didn't. If you appreciated.
I'm going to give Tom, because Tom and Pat are the next ones here. Pat, I'm going to give you the floor for 10 more seconds. Re-say it and sell to the fans why you should be better than Tom, because you guys are competing for last.
What does he have?
I don't know what he has, but I want you to sell your team. Not go against Tom's team. Sell it like you're a salesman right here.
All right. Mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and Larry David's funny. You got some buttered mashed potatoes with some gravy, because that's allowed. Pour it all over it, and some green bean casserole to just finish you off.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love a good green bean casserole for dessert.
I just got my vote.
All right, Tom, I'm giving you the floor for 20 seconds here. Sell us your team.
So here we are. We're at Thanksgiving. You're all about having a good time. Friends, family. You're going to have the main dish with the stuffing. I mean, who doesn't love a good stuffing? And then with the Hawaiian roll.
I don't like
you have stuff. your plate. You do a little, it's called a bulldozer. You get your Hawaiian roll, scoop up the remains on the plate with the stuffing. Oh, a little comedic relief from Pat McAfee right there.
Stuffing and Hawaiian rolls. That's your plate.
Yeah.
Wow. There's other ingredients on the plate, but those are my two dishes.
Fair enough. All right, Dan, tell us your team.
Those are so bad.
Ham at the main dish. Mac and cheese is the side, and then Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Dan killed it. Dan killed this. I don't know how Dan doesn't win. Sure.
I just, you know? I want that poll. Is
I'm pretty confident. I like my team.
Yeah, I like it.
Team any better, Tom?
It would have altered. The side would have been different.
Too good. All right, fellas.
I'm taking the rolls.
Hey, we're done with the draft. Now it's on to some over under. Obviously, some festive. Yeah, cheers. Cheers to a good Friendsgiving. If you combine all of our dishes, we did a damn good job. I like the little camera tap there, Pat. All right, fellas. Number one, we got turkey. Over or underrated?
Over.
Overrated without gravy, underrated with gravy.
Wow, good perspective there, Dan.
I like the take. I don't.
I love that.
I don't think it makes it with the gravy. It doesn't make it underrated. It makes it perfectly rated. Without it, way overrated.
I just prefer ham. I mean, ham
I agree.
Is
turkey. Now, I'm going to say perfectly rated because it's – I love it, so it's – but it's not underrated because it's the main dish, so it can't be underrated.
I agree.
But it's definitely not overrated because it's fucking amazing.
Turkey's good. I like deli meat turkey, if that counts for anything. I think that's like a superior lunch meat. I'm going to be honest.
It is
there.
A superior lunch meat.
Yeah. I'm a honey roasted turkey guy.
Deli meat. You lost me. Nope. I like the, I don't like the sweetness. Turkey. Yeah, that's. I like spicy turkey too. But I'm going to say it's underrated on Thanksgiving. Overrated every other day. Sure.
All right. Next one, the turkey bowl.
I'll start with this one. I'll go overrated because we're going to go with the turkey hole this year. We're going to play a little golf instead of football. I'm going to say it's overrated, personally.
Considering
I've been never... Is it not competitive?
Whatever you want it to be, man. It's whatever your version of turkey bowl is.
See, there was always the one half where it was competitive, then there was the other half because I have the huge family where we had the little kids around. We just give them let them have a good time. So
well, that
I would
sucks.
Say...
I'm going to wake those kids up.
I'm gonna say it's underrated for that for the fact that it's the little kids that get to have a good time.
That was a soft answer. You're just hoping your future boss sees that.
Since I've never participated in a turkey bowl, I'm going to say it's overrated.
I haven't either.
I don't think I have either.
I think it's on. I mean, I don't know. I would say perfectly right. No, that's stupid. I can't do that two times in a row. I'll go underrated because I love playing football. It's fun. So I'm going to go underrated.
I think the idea of it is underrated, but obviously yeah. Never done it. So must be
over. Throw the pigskin around.
Cam, any input?
Cammy?
I'm going to say underrated. Gets the old guys back in it. Playing some football. Hurt themselves for a day out of the year.
Super sore on Friday.
Good fair take. Enough. I like it.
I like that take way better than something about the kids with Tom. Whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah, whatever Tom said, that's overrated. That version's overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those kids don't even want to be there. Those are the same kids crying about their practices they had to go to. That was one. I hated going to football practice as a kid. All right, next one we got Lions and Cowboys always playing.
Underrated. Best day of the fucking year.
That is your Super Bowl every year, Pat. You're it a Detroit is. Fan.
They're
going to
get their first win. They're going to get their first win.
You're already chalking a loss against the Brownies?
Yep.
He was right.
Underrated. Pat.
For sure.
Underrated.
Yeah, nothing underrated. Tradition sick.
I think underrated as well.
I'm going to go underrated, too.
So Cowboys on. Detroit yeah. on.
Yeah. Thank you. So far.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go with underrated with Pat. I do want to add, though, okay? So Detroit always plays on Thanksgiving. Pat, you can correct me because I'm sure you know this. Were they the first Thanksgiving game? Is that why they
started it? They started it.
So why don't the Browns always play the first Monday night game? Because we were the first Monday night game. That's what I want. I want an answer to.
That
makes no sense to me.
That's I don't know.
The Browns should always start their season on Monday night for that exact reason.
But that's, like, different because there's Monday night every week. There's one Thanksgiving during the year.
But there's only one first.
Yeah, what?
I get what he said. I'm going to go with like, underrated,
it's like too. Like, Monday night's not, like, a – I mean, I guess it's, like, a tradition, but it's, like, Thanksgiving, it's, like, it's no, like, food and football. Family, friends. That's what it is.
Yeah, love it. Fair. All right, final one, gravy.
Underrated.
Way underrated.
Underrated.
Delicious side dish.
Underrated.
It's not a stop. Fucking side, Tom. It's a topping.
Oh.
Well played, Cole. Well played. Delicious side dish. I mean, were you just going to draft the gravy boat as you're like...
Yes, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, are you just having spoonfuls of fucking side. Gravy?
Why when I need to?
So let me get this straight.
Eat that by itself.
You know, you're
what did you
gravy?
What did you draft, Tom?
I haven't either.
What did you draft? Hawaiian rolls
and stuffing.
What the fuck do you want gravy for? Out of those two?
Yeah. So you have to think. I mean, you got to get the Hawaiian roll more moist.
Butter it up.
Such a bad take.
Dinner roll? I give you that. Not Hawaiian roll. Dinner roll, I give you that.
I should have the whole roll category. Because I initially said dinner roll, and you guys made me pick, which is horseshit.
That's like saying that Jared gets all the bird
you should have deep fried turkey.
Yeah, Jared gets all the meat.
Jared gets every bird possible. Like, that's what you're saying.
I almost just said ham was a bird, so I'm going to just stop while we can. The beers, the Millers are hitting me. Cam, give us the hypothetical. We need the hypothetical, the last little topic here for the Thanksgiving special. Everyone's probably so annoyed with us, they've turned us off by now, but give us the hypothetical.
You should tune back in for this because I'm hoping we get a little argument. Okay. All right, so you just have to imagine yourself as either a potato just growing out of the ground having a great life or just a turkey trotting around the woods having fun. Who has a more miserable trip to the Thanksgiving table? The turkey or mashed potatoes?
Mm.
Like, who's got like it tougher?
Really, so I want to throw
the chance to get away.
No, I mean, you're both going. Just who's got a worse trip?
Okay. No, I get it. Potato, you're with your buddies. You're dying with your buddies. If I was going to die, I would love to die with you guys. I'm gonna throw that out right off the bat.
Boiled and then mushed.
Yeah, well, that's tough.
Turkey, you're in the oven for 5-6 hours.
Exactly. That's the other perspective here.
And you're probably getting shot to begin with.
Dude, have you guys seen the TikTok of that girl with the turkey in the neighborhood? And she's like pounding on the neighbor's door trying to get in the house because it's chasing her.
No, I have not.
It's two guys. I'll have to find it.
Yes.
I have not.
Damn, I probably sent it to Pat on TikTok. I don't know who's got the more miserable trip there.
Ah, fuck.
If you take into account that the turkey's getting shot, then the turkey's dead already. So it's a much faster death.
Same with the potato. As soon as it gets ripped out of the ground, it's dead.
All right. We're saying you're not dead until you're on the table. That's when you die. Yeah, I like that perspective more.
I think I gotta take the potato.
Yeah, you're getting mushed.
You're getting carved, boiled. You're getting boiled and then mushed.
You're getting mashed, cut, everything.
Yeah. And then they throw sour cream in you.
I mean, I'm in an oven for 6 hours, and then let me just
turn it right down to my. If you're not dead, you're just vibing in the oven. Maybe play some tunes in the oven.
I don't think you're vibing. 450 degrees. Yeah, you're not.
Well, I mean, you're not dead until you hit the table. What, you just
perky? You're suffering. All that, your guts ripped out.
Right, and then okay. So yeah. Pat, when's a potato dead? You said turkey once it hits the table is when it dies, or when it's the potato.
That's the same thing.
We're saying just you have to go through the process until you hit the table.
You see, I feel like not everyone likes potatoes. I feel like majority of people will eat turkey.
What does that have anything to do
you're
with?
You're already
this?
Dead by the time they're eating you because it's on the table.
It's like it's putting on the table no matter what if you like it or not.
These beers are low key hitting.
Yeah, they are.
I'm gonna go. Turkey's the worst route.
Yeah, I totally agree. Somebody should have drafted the booze.
I think turkey is the worst route as well.
No, I'm going to go mashed potatoes. I'm going to go the opposite.
Why?
Because you're getting ripped out of the ground and you're getting skinned. You're getting fucking skinned.
You're getting skinned.
And then you're getting chopped. And then you're getting boiled. And then you're getting mushed. There's so much more going into it other than getting shot and then sitting in an oven.
No, stop.
You just skipped all the steps, Rick.
Your organs get ripped out.
Your head cut off.
You get your organs get ripped out.
Then you get shot and
stuffed
and then,
shit too.
Yeah, then you get stuffed.
Stuffed.
That doesn't sound fun, Rick.
How about you bend over and I'll stuff you with some random ass food? Say it like that one.
That's not where I thought that was going.
Hey, I have a question. If I died and they stuffed me, what do they call that? Taxidermy?
Yeah.
Would any of you guys take me and put me in your future house?
No, not a fucking chance.
You would, Pat?
Yeah, of course. I'd put you above my ceiling. Like, on my ceiling.
No, you wouldn't. You're out. You're lying. You're out. I want like
a
little statue.
I would take you.
Okay, listen, here's the trade-off, okay? You have to take my body, but I give you a big-ass mansion, but it's like I'm the fountain in the middle of the swing-around driveway.
Oh, absolutely.
So every person that comes over sees me stuffed in the middle of your...
Spray paint yourself or have the little...
No spray paint. I'm wearing what I'm wearing right now. I'm in my clothes.
100%.
No, I'm in my clothes right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
And you have to explain to everyone that that's your stuffed buddy.
But you couldn't take like Susie's friends back to your house and the socks out. So, clothes are
ridiculous. This took a turn for the worst. Fellas, we appreciate you guys coming on. We're thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Friendsgiving.
No Lions, baby.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen.
No Lions.
Hey, Pat, we're all Lions fans on Thanksgiving, baby. Come on.
There we go. Look for Bears TV.
Boys, thanks for coming on. As always, great to have you all on. All that drafting was fantastic.
There's a competitive energy always in the air when it comes to like our friends, so that's why we kind of like to have the people we know. There's something about like your pretzel pick, you know, like if Cam wasn't on, like obviously, like if that was just a random person, we wouldn't have been ragging on you as much. I think that's the fun of it, because we know we can joke with each other, we could be hard on each other. That's kind of what makes our friend group kind of click. But yeah, for dude, sure. I love the drafts. We got a couple more planned for the holiday series. They're gonna keep getting better. I promise you they're gonna keep getting better. You know, let us know what you would have drafted, what we missed, what picks you liked, what's the sleeper picks. We'll make all the voting and all that. Maybe we'll set up a little bracket or something. I don't know. We could figure something out. I obviously should get the bye if there's a bye needed.
Ta. Yeah, okay.
Classic.
Good one, buddy.
Hey. All right, cool. Song of the week. I mean, you had to go holiday music for the miniseries, right? And I couldn't go something too crazy, right? You can't go like straight Christmas, like all I want for Christmas, because this is the Thanksgiving episode. So we're just going to roll out with the classic. It's The Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. It's a classic. I mean, it's just, this is, it's the most wonderful time of the year. We're having a whole freaking mini series about it. Yeah. I mean, come on. What? That's just a good song. You're going to be smiling ending this episode. Part one's done. I mean, Thanksgiving, great time of the year. You said it's underrated. It gets overlooked because of Christmas.
It does. It does. I'll stand by it. I'll argue with anyone about it.
Yeah, for sure. I get what you mean. But hey, you know, next week, rolling into the Christmas episodes. I'm just saying, my favorite holiday. I mean, a lot of other people's favorite holidays. Just smile when the Christmas spirit's in the air, baby.
Right. And we should roll into the Christmas because Thanksgiving's over. So, of course, it's all about Christmas now. I'll be all for it. I will be all fair, for it.
Fair enough. Hey, Preston, did you know turkey wasn't on the menu at the first Thanksgiving? P-Dog, take us out.
Thanks for kicking it back, Preston and Jared. Peace out.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the high.